Daly Show. Warning, may cause excessive shrugging, deep sighing, and eye rolling. The show starts now.
This bill is in step forward, close to gun control, period, to disarm the American people, period. What I'm interested in all, what is behind this? They come here in those dog and pony show and try that they're going to protect people. You're going to protect nobody. I want to know what is behind it. Do you know what is behind it? The problem that we have in this country with this Marxism. Marxism is not coming. Marxism is here. Marxism has been in this country for quite a while. And the politicians allow that because they are ignorant or they are part of the plot. Don't sell me this. A very powerful man tried to sell me this 50-something years ago. I didn't buy it. Do you think I'm going to buy it now? After pushing 80 years? This is Marxism. Plain and clear. With everything. Communism, socialism, humanism, I heard that too in my native country. They put this dog and pony show saying, hey, we're going to protect you. No, what they did was enslave a country. They destroyed the country in the same way that this country is going to be destroyed if we continue in this time.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show for you. Hope you had a great Memorial weekend. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Excellent. So much going on today. Always is. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope it was relaxing for you. And you know we're getting blamed, right, for all of the COVID's going to now go crazy because we all got together. And people enjoyed themselves. Oh, you should be aghast at this. You know,
I am.
Yes. I mean, my gosh, we get everything we deserve, says people out there, because we got together. So there's a lot of articles right now on basically the same narrative, but ramped up a little bit. And that is the cases are increasing in 17 states. Oh, my gosh. 5 more cases. Are they in the hospital? No. Same people are in the hospital that have been there a month and a half. Oh, okay, but more cases. That's what we're getting. Just more cases
more
of testing positive.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, more testing. So,
but that's not it.
No, there's not more people in the hospital. So there's that. And that was a clip coming in. That was a gentleman speaking at a city council meeting. And what powerful words. What powerful words. I'm seeing a lot of candidates right now who are writing the Second Amendment to the hilt. Oh, I'm for Second Amendment. But I am for locking you up in your business being trashed with mm-hmm. COVID, even though there's not a real pandemic of pandemic proportions going on. So it's kind of interesting that they're riding the coattails of Second Amendment. Oh, look how fierce I am about Second Amendment. But they're willing to COVID trace you. They're willing to quarantine you. They're willing to take everything from you. They're willing to ruin your life. But they're all for the Second Amendment. It's kind of interesting. I was seeing this with the AG, Sean Reyes. I'm seeing this with all kinds of people that are, you know, I don't know. They seem to be putting this out there for their ads. It's very strange.
Well, they want people to feel secure in their slavery. That they still have the ability to have weapons.
Right, right. Yeah. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
To watch everybody and what they cling to. I sure hope that locally you get Brad Last out of office and that you actually vote for Willie Billings. He'll be far better than Brad Last. And Brad Last is the establishment pick. Brad Last is the one that wrote the tax bills where all of you went to town to try to do signatures. Brad Last was one of those responsible for that. So just so you know, his constitutional score is so low, it's in the gutter. And he's been this way for years, years and years and years. And now there's an opportunity to get him out, please do so and vote for Willie.
It's starting to look to me like the plan is
Mm-hmm.
Would you like some food or do you want to keep your guns?
So true. You know what? That's so true. Mm-hmm. We're gonna see a lot happen in this next year, and I hope we fight against it. I hope there are. We're going to talk about some of those things in the next hour. All of the strides that have been made, some things that are happening that are positive and in our favor. But you know, it's going to be tough to watch. A lot of these politicians are not going to speak up on your behalf.
You know, things are bad when the Shakespearean festival gets canceled.
That's so true.
Things are bad. Things, then.
Yeah, you're
Let
right.
Let me tell you, I bet you maybe there could be one or two new infections at the Shakespeare Festival if they don't close it.
Well, infections, no, just a test positive. It's never infection. Man, oh man. There's a Colin Ray concert, and of course, this has been a cause for much debating from those that want to wear the mask and tell us all we're killing everybody, and those that have common sense and rational thinking. So it's been kind of a war between the two in my own state, and they're doing a concert May 30th, 5 to 10 p.m. at the amphitheater in Box Elder Canyon in Tooele County. And you know, I don't know about what your state's doing out there if you're listening from a different state, but it's amazing to see people press forward in these events. And so, you know, much love goes out to Eric Moistis for making sure this is going on and happening, the Utah Business Revival. So just go to three words, utahbusinessrevival.com, utahbusinessrevival.com, and you can see the strides being made by businesses to support events like this that are free, no tickets required. You come and enjoy the music and support the small business booths. And if you want to be 7 feet apart, you just, by all means, you just go and do that. Even though there's no stitch of evidence to back that up whatsoever, data, you just go right ahead and bring your own chair, and you can even bring a chair with an inner tube around it. That makes you feel more comfortable. People will not come near you. But you can go sit and enjoy, and well, you can actually have a booth at the small business. Small business can apply for that. So go to utahbusinessrevival.com. I love it. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those of you who like to travel, I'm not sure this is really trying to harm your ability to travel.
Okay.
But the California Highway Patrol and the Nevada Highway Patrol have teamed up to really go after everybody on I-15.
What?
Yeah, they've teamed up. They've agreed to go after people on I-15.
For what?
For even the most minor traffic infractions will be enforced during this holiday weekend. So they set it up over the weekend, but they're going to leave it in
place. Even if you're not harming anybody, they don't care.
Minor infractions, they're going to... And what are you doing traveling from California today?
Oh, my gosh. All revenue, too. I mean, they've really cut down on their revenue because they haven't been able to ticket as much. And so they're on for that, too.
Yeah, they have to make up.
So. Yeah. It's sad, isn't it? It's sad because you want to say to them, well, why? I didn't do anything by going 3 miles over the speed limit. I'm not harming anybody. There's not a car out here. But they don't seem to care. So... Oh, there's that. I guess Spencer Cox has been deleting all of his anti-Trump tweets yesterday. I guess he's pretty busy. He's trying to cash in on Trump, so he doesn't want those to be out, you know, where Hillary was thanking him for being on board with her and where he was throwing Trump under the bus multiple times. Spencer Cox is a piece of work. So I can't imagine voting for Spencer Cox or Huntsman. You know what you're going to get. And it's going to be a globalist and it's going to be an establishment guy. I mean, I can't say that enough. Good heavens.
Well, in all fairness, uh-huh. I love that.
What?
In all fairness, maybe, just uh-huh. maybe, Huntsman made some great connections in China to get us through when they take over.
Well, he certainly likes to take credit for a lot of things, and I am not in the Cox camp. Let's just say, okay, I'm so perturbed by so many things that I've seen in support of this lockdown, in support of ruining businesses. We could have been very much South Dakota, And they had exactly a third of everything we had. They had the third amount of desks, the third amount of, by the way, which are mostly nursing home people, but nursing home patients. Not to say that's not tragic either. When you're losing your grandparent, I totally understand. But yet, doesn't it put it into perspective, though? So we have about, they have about a third of everything we have, population, amount of cases, amount of everything. And they did a much better job at this than our own conservative government did. So when you think of Herbert and Cox and all these people, these huntsmen and our Congress people, they were all on board for this. Nobody was really speaking up against it. And so I really just want you to know I'm as perplexed as you are as to why we keep calling ourselves a conservative state. So sad but true. So there's that. And so, of course, you know, if you can support that concert, I think the more people that want to be part of that, the better. I think that's great. There was a fantastic story about the Michigan barber winning in court against Governor Whitmer in Michigan. Now she's coming out, man, she's giving Newsom a run for his money.
Yeah.
I think they're like in a race to see who can be the biggest liberal progressive globalist out there. But boy, poor Michigan. Poor Michigan. So was her husband trying to put his boat on the water before everybody else?
Yeah, he tried to get in a little bit early.
Oh, well.
Flashing around the wife's neck. You know, my wife's the governor, don't you?
Oh,
you
know, we'd gotta like to love get a guy our... that's going to do those perks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez. Come on. Well, she's a piece of work. And I think the people of Michigan are suddenly realizing what they've got on their hands. Do you think people will leave Michigan because of this?
Some.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, you know, there was somebody that put it out on Facebook, you know, would you leave your state and where would you go based on how they just handled Corona? There's a lot of people leaving California. I do believe there's a lot of people leaving Michigan. I think that they got a heavy dose of what's to come, especially if we have rolling lockdowns. I think they're afraid.
I think a lot of people will be unhappy when Whitmer changes the national or the state song to "God Save the Queen."
This is very true. Very, very true. When we come back, I just want to tell you a little bit about that Michigan barber and winning, because we've talked an awful lot on the show, especially last week, about the fact that we do need those groups we need to help those groups that want to help legally for businesses and people like that barber in Michigan that really need to sue their government. It's important. It's an important lesson.
Yep.
Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Centerfield. Welcome back to the show. I've got Uncle Milty here, and also we'll take your calls. Make sure to go to ABC Auto Body Central if you're in an accident. You know, we get those reports on those accidents daily. It seems like it's gone up a little bit. Make sure that that you're choosing your own provider, and ABC is by far the best out there that I've seen. ABC Auto Body Central. These guys are honest. They're going to get you back in your car quick. They'll even come over and do an assessment at your home. They do all kinds of things on your auto body. Even inside the car. So anything breaks or you have some kind of need, go to them. See if they'll cover that for you and do that for you. ABC Auto Body Central in Washington. Make sure that you're visiting these guys. You get to choose your provider, and these guys have the most stellar reputation. And they also have 5-star reviews. People love these guys, and they have so many decades of experience that you're going to want to choose people that really love what they do. And Auto Body Central are the guys. These are the guys. So Auto Body Central ABC in Washington. Just think ABC if you get in an accident. I've got Uncle Milty here. You were just talking about hand sanitizer.
Yeah, there's an Ogden distillery here in Utah that switched over to making hand sanitizer because of the scary COVID thing.
Oh my god!
And after they switched over, they just decided that they're going to donate 485 gallons of hand sanitizer to the Navajo Nation.
Unbelievable.
I think that was very good of them.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that. In a time when, by the way, even Judy Mikovits said, we're done with this.
Yeah.
You've developed immunity. Stop the madness already. One of the most world's renowned scientists is telling you to knock it off already. We've had it long enough that your body already, it doesn't even matter. They keep saying we're testing more. We got all these cases. No, we don't. They're not in the hospital. These are cases that are just asymptomatic, just like they would normally be. So the University of Utah, I wanted to bring this up. They were kind of announcing today some of their new, new changes for the fall, even though we're pretty much done with COVID at this point in time. And so they wanted to make sure that this is University of Utah, hybrid instruction, parts of class will be in person, some online, lab and studio, interactive creative experience for small groups. You're going to see smaller class sizes, some changes, you know. And so basically you can do it from home, I think is pretty much the message there. And I also, the school board for the rest of our K-12 classes is meeting, I think, this Thursday. And of course, our own Michelle Bolter on the school board. There are 15 individuals on the school board. They're looking at guidelines. They're looking at them and they're saying, well, you know, I swear to you, it's going to be what I predicted. It's going to be that they're going to compromise in some way and meet them at some part of these CDC ludicrous guidelines for next year. Because honestly, has there been cases of teens and children? Nope.
No, there hasn't been.
It's amazing that they are honestly meeting to really look at, oh my gosh, school will only open in the yellow and green phases. If we ever go above a yellow or green phase, school gets locked down again. This kind of nonsense. Details on page 6 of their document. I think I put this on the Kate Daly Show Facebook page regarding face coverings will come from the State Board of Education. And poor Michelle, you know, she's so fantastic, and she's trying to make some sense with some of these people. And I'm loving that she's up there and can make some sense of this. Because I think a lot of the school board members are, just complete statists. And I think they'll go along with all this phasing, bull crap. It's phasing nonsense and presented by Cox and Herbert, the governor and the lieutenant governor. And there's no reason for phases in schools when you're not even there. There have been no cases of children and teens. In fact, the few that got reported by the media ended up being something else. Not COVID.
And it's a perfect way to spread the herd immunity.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting sick.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are kids that have had it, but they don't get sick from it.
Right, right.
Dr. Oz is in big trouble.
Why?
Oprah Winfrey's threatening to disown him.
Oh, no.
And he's going to maybe lose his Emmy because he came out and said the school should reopen normally.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people used to love Oprah. I was on Oprah during a time, I was a guest on her show, during a time when people loved her. I mean, I remember raising my kids and watching Oprah every day, right? Wanted to see who her guests were. And she was just on this, you know, pillar for us, right? She is such a statist. She's such a globalist. I never realized that for years and years and years in supporting her until Barack Obama became president. And
yeah, she stood out then.
Oh, geez, yes. And she just maybe we just saw her real colors, but wow. Why would you not want schools to open up normal? Give me a break. Have we not traumatized kids enough? When is this craziness going to stop? I don't think it's going to. And it's only going to be because the parents say, no, you cannot even compromise on these new CDC guidelines. It's going to have to be the parents speaking up and telling them they're going to take their kids out.
Yeah.
So the Utah State Board of Education, you know, they're mindless, idiotic way of doing things. And Michelle Bolter's about the only voice of reason up there. And I'm so applauding her, and I'm hoping that she prevails in making some sense with these people. They love this kind of thing.
Oh,
what rules could we possibly make up that make no sense for our children? That's what it's going to amount to for a lot of these people on the school board. And they're meeting Thursday to kind of see what phasing they're going to do. Wow.
Yeah. And they like to get that power because it makes them have more power when it comes to getting money, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And so basically they're going to be looking at, you know, I don't know, just everything from face coverings to you name it. I mean, my gosh, I mean, it's endless on all the phases. I was looking through them and it's just mind boggling how stupid these things are. In-person graduations and increased cleaning and hygiene regimen. It reminds me of Melissa talking about the pools and how they wanted to disinfect the pool every 2 hours. A pool filled with chlorine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I you know, these gyms around here, the ones that are keeping their jacuzzis closed, if there's hotels or gyms that are keeping their jacuzzi closed, can you even imagine? Heat and chlorine would kill anything, and they want to keep those closed? For what reason? There's no sense to any of this.
Yeah. Also, ozone. A lot of those jacuzzis have ozone generators. And
yeah.
That's even better than chlorine.
I know. And try to tell the what are they thinking when they sit down to discuss what they're going to do
they
reopen?
How can we make this work for us? That's the first question they ask. How can we make this work for us?
It's totally amazing. Let's talk about Michigan for a minute. So the Michigan barber won in court. This is on PJ Media. I've actually had them on the air. Health department failed to show a threat. They failed to show a threat. And this 77-year-old barber who stood up against the governor of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking Newsom's twin sister. that's what it feels like anyway. Has been vindicated in court. A judge ruled on Thursday that the health department failed to show that Mink's business cutting hair was a specific threat to public health. See, when brought to court, they cannot prove it. And he faced harassment and police intimidation and losing his license. These were all threats, and not even that stopped him. And he basically said, I've been doing this for 59 years. If she wants to come cut my hands off, that's another story. But the judge held a hearing via video conference on the Whitmer's administration's request for the injunction to close the shop, and more than 400 people watched online. The state argued that Mankey was violating health department orders. See, now listen up. This is so important. The attorney general, the assistant attorney general said, people can't simply say I don't agree and do whatever they want. That's not how our legal system works. Do you know what's funny about that statement? The government is doing whatever they want. And that's not how our legal system works.
Exactly.
Right? And so it seems that the sheriff's decision not to arrest Mankey hurt the state's case that he was a threat. So it was when the sheriff stood up that actually hurt the administration's call for, you can't do this to us. I mean, you can't open a business if you want to. So when the order to arrest him went out, the sheriff refused to comply. He said that militia members were blocking the entrance of the barbershop, and they said they would resist any attempt to arrest Mankey. So they decided not to do it. So it really was this group standing out in front, not just a benign sheriff, but the group standing out in front. And so he said he would not enforce the attorney general's order to shut down the shop. And he said he had limited resources and staffing and facilities, and that is not going to be their priority. Well, that's good. At least he said that. And so basically it ended up where it was not deemed a threat. They could not prove. See, this is smoke and mirrors, guys. Smoke and mirrors. Mm-hmm. When they say close down your business in the fall because they want to do another lockdown,
it's all
smoke and mirrors. Bring it to court just like Mankey did. And let's just hope we have a sheriff that's willing to stand, no matter what county you're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just hope you have a sheriff willing to stand behind you, because that was really kind of, they lost the case when that sheriff said no. And then they really tried to prove their case. They couldn't do it. They really had nothing in their favor. No. And so he said, you can't just argue COVID is awful and it's killing people. Who disputes that? That's what Mankey's attorney said. You can't just say it's killing people without backing that up, that it's going after everybody in America and killing people like a plague. And so they'd have to show that the barbershop is spreading the virus. And the judge saw it clearly that the barbershop was not spreading any virus.
That's right.
So what a great lesson for all of us. I really, you know, while his case was in court, and I think they knew they were going to lose this case, Whitmer started lifting restrictions on more parts of Michigan's economy, although barbershops and hair salons weren't included. That woman's a piece of work, man. Yeah.
But that was a tough case, though, mm-hmm. because when less than 1% of a population is becoming infected, it's pretty hard to prove anybody's spreading it.
Yeah, exactly. So taking these things to court, that's what we're going to end up having to do. And I really feel like, you know what? This is the time. This is the time to stand. This is the time to say something. This is the time. And this is what Mankey had to say. Here you go.
You know, our governor was concerned more with the physical health. She is so shallow.
Shallow.
That she totally, completely is out of her even range of thinking. That there's a mental and spiritual aspect of the human being besides the physical.
Right? Yep, I agree. Yep. And he just lamb blasted her for a solid minute, and it was carried on some news station. So anyway, I applaud him. I applaud his stand. He's 77 years old. He wasn't going to put up with it. Good for him. And I really do hope we take that lesson to heart, because we can win in court. There is no way for them to prove that a specific business is spreading anything. That's just the numbers, guys, and that's just how this is going to go down in the fall. So I really hope we sue, and I hope there are groups and lawyers there to help. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Oh boy, hyperbaric. Hyperbaric is awesome. Judy Mikovits talks a lot about this. Dr. Batar talks a lot about hyperbaric, and they all agree that hyperbaric is a wonderful way to increase the healthy cells in your body, get that oxygen into those cells and have your body work for you. There's so many things that can deplete that oxygen that it's so important to make sure to get this kind of help. In fact, if you're not feeling your best and you don't know why, if you're struggling, your body is not reaching its full potential, hyperbaric is the way to go. You can schedule an appointment, Inside Out Hyperbarics with an S, at gmail.com for questions. That's their email. Or you can go to insideouthyperbarics.com, and you can do all kinds of research about hyperbaric right here on the website. 435-634-9355. 634-9355. You can even rent a machine or buy a machine. But these guys are doing tremendous work, from everything from brain trauma to increasing your immunity for health reasons. And I'm going to say that if you've received some of those vaccines, if I can go as far as to say that, you know, the 2017, 18, 19 flu vaccines, you might want to go in and do some hyperbaric, maybe to counteract what was possibly in some of those vaccines. As Judy Mikovits pointed out, this is such a great way to increase your health. But hyperbaric is fantastic, and it doesn't include any drugs, no pharma, no nothing. It's really, really good and solid, and it's been backed up for over 60 years of evidence that it works. Hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Hi, caller, welcome to the show.
Removed from this list.
All right, so we got like a crank caller, like a survey, like a survey. Anyway, so by the way, the Senate Judiciary Intellectual Property Subcommittee. I bet you didn't know that was a thing. The Senate Judiciary Intellectual Property Subcommittee is discussing imposing a performance tax on local radio stations. And so I'm going to put this up on the Kate Daly Show page, and you can act now and say that you oppose them doing this, because it would harm radio stations. Yeah.
Doesn't that come along the same lines as the reason they're not allowed to do something with newspapers?
Yeah, you know, I think they kind of forget.
Yeah, there's a First Amendment that gets in the way there.
Right?
And by taxing free speech organization is a problem.
Isn't that amazing? So this could be very, very harmful to stations like this. And all the ones that carry me, make sure that you are, this is put out by the National Association of Broadcasters. You want to make sure that you are saying no to attacks on performance for these things. And I'm going to go ahead and put this on the Kate Daly Show on Facebook, on the Facebook page, and make sure you support this. And they're going to be doing this tomorrow. They're going to be meeting on this. And so, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. Anyway, these things just get so out of hand. It's insane. All right, let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. have a question.
Sure.
Have you heard about Skittles supporting the LGBT community by making gray Skittles? I'm really not joking about this.
Gray Skittles?
I can't think of anything less tasty than gray anything.
Making grays? Yeah. What does gray taste like? Blah. Bland? I mean, what?
Sounds off.
You're kidding me, right? No, you're not kidding?
No, I'm afraid not, Kate. I
gray
really wish
Skittles.
That I was just pranking you, but I heard it on the Dana West show, and she doesn't kid about these things.
Oh, my gosh. Gray Skittles. All right. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Sure.
Wow. Yeah, well, they'll tank themselves. What can we say? They will. They'll tank themselves. Businesses that are going to go crazy trying to be political. You know what? Go for it. Ruin yourselves. Who cares?
There is an article.
What?
There's an article on Mashed.com that says the headline is "The Real Reason Skittles is Losing Its Rainbow Colors."
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
give me a break. Give me a break. Come on. This is just getting irritating. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I got some data, some stats that you can take to court when you they try to lock you down.
Yes.
It shows that this COVID-19 scare is not only a hoax, just to the degree it's a hoax. And I'll go through this pretty quick. Over the weekend, it was announced, I think it was the CDC, I'm pretty sure it was the CDC, that 356,000 Americans are recovered from this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the current death toll, supposedly, from confirmed totals of death toll here in America? It's almost 100,000. Let's round it up. It's 98.7 or something like that.
Right.
Thousand. Okay, so you add those together because that gives you the total number of people that have had come down with this case. Now, that 356,000, they no doubt have to do some estimation of the cases that had no symptoms and also very mild symptoms. But that's not – they didn't qualify it. They included everybody that has this condition. So you add that together, the number of cases would be 456,000 total.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you divide that put 100,000 have died in America, over 456,000. That tells you the percentage of Americans that have died from this that have contracted it. You know what that percentage is?
What's that?
22%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rand Paul, when he first came back after his quarantine, he was speaking on the floor of the Senate, and he said that these antibody tests that they're doing in California are reporting about 0.25% of 1% death morbidity rate or mortality rate from COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Other information say it may be as high as 1%. We've talked about this for many weeks on your show. Maybe as high as 1%. It's clear evidence that it's the death toll for this morbidity rate is lower than the average flu. But let's just round it off and give the enemy the benefit and call it 1% death toll.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying 1%, but these stats are saying 22%. That's 22-fold off. Now, if you divide the 100,000 by 22% and take it down to 1%, that means about 3,500 people have died from this in America. I called in last week and I said, hey, the real figures could be under 5,000. I didn't know how accurate I probably was.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez,
but let me give you this other stat. This is really even more better. It's more convincing.
Mm-hmm.
The population of America, percentage of the population in America of the world is 4.2% of America population, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at the stats, you can go on NBC or CNN every hour and look at the stats of the death toll in the world, they've claimed, confirmed, and the death toll in America. If you look at it, they have 28% of all deaths from COVID-19 in the world have occurred in America. You just go, go in there, 7,800,000 people in the world, and there's 330 million Americans. Mm-hmm. Just do the percentage. It's 4.2% of the population of the world is American, yet they're saying 28%. Now, the CDC announced over the weekend that the U.S. has done the best job fighting COVID-19 with all the measures they've taken. We've done the best job. How do you account for a sevenfold increase above the norm?
In their reporting of numbers.
Yeah, I mean, this is so blatantly obvious that they're lying to us. You don't need to know anything else in these stats I just gave you, that they're lying to us on a scale that's unbelievable. Yeah. So 3,500 people maybe died from this. How many other deaths do people die from other causes?
Right.
I mean, auto accidents, about 10 to 15 times that. Then it makes a case that we should lock down all the cars in America.
I agree.
That makes more sense.
I agree. Oh, thanks for that. Appreciate it, Mark. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah.
But, you know, there's two different ways that they get those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
One is how many people as a percentage of the entire population have died.
Mm-hmm.
And one is a percentage of the number infected that have died.
Right, right.
So the big numbers are how many of the infected.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that number is it means nothing. We don't know how many people have been infected. We do know what the population is, though.
Yeah.
So as a percentage of the population, that number is accurate.
Right. Oh, it's just monkeying the numbers, what can we say? Consistently.
So before we get too far off the Skittles thing, here's the announcement.
Okay, let's have it.
They're going to do it in June because June is Pride Month.
Oh, geez.
And the only rainbow that matters during Pride Month is the LGBT rainbow. Therefore, Skittles is doing away with their rainbow for Pride Month to give all the pride to the LGBT group.
Okay.
Who came up with that?
I don't know. But they're stepping over themselves in order to be politically correct to the liberal progressives. And it's the political movement of the LGBTQRSVBP that I cannot stand. It's the political, the politicizing. I don't think I've ever met such mean folks in my entire life as when I've come across these political factions of this particular group. When they say love wins, holy cow, they don't know what that means. Because they are truly some of the worst individuals I think I've ever met. But and I'm talking about death threats and everything else. I've never had people be so hateful to me. And all I was doing actually was calling out the political factions, the groups that are making themselves political. Because if somebody wants to be LGBT, I could care less. I really could care less. Live your life. Who cares? But my gosh, don't try to get in on what I do in my life. You know, don't try to dictate.
Yeah.
Good heavens, these people. So we're coming up on June. Yeah, that's right. Every year, June seems to be the month that, they come out. They want to seem as though they're bigger than life. Their group is probably the biggest bully group I've ever come across.
Yep.
And they use the entire month. Don't we have a month for the Constitution? Don't we have a month for being an American citizen? Oh, that's right. We only have a day. And we don't even get that day, apparently. But they have an entire month for that. An entire month. When did that happen? Good grief. Anyway, I don't even know what to say. I know that there was a huge, huge article. It's probably in every single newspaper known to man today. But it's, do we go big or do we hit pause? And Nancy, and her eyebrows up to her hairline now, really wants to go big. And they could have gone bigger with the funding that they want to nab through COVID.
Yeah. The Constitution, by the way, has a week. They get a whole week.
Over the summer, so the schools can't get involved. But Earth Day and LGBT, man, that's got a lot.
Those are important.
So they're trying to decide whether to go big, go bigger, hit pause. I mean, it's so ridiculous if you don't know that both sides are actually really for these bills going through. You watch, they're going to go through. These funding bills are going to go through, and we're going to be looking at till January, it seems, for the extra $600 a month so that nobody wants to go back to work and that's on unemployment and you name it. I mean, we've got a million problems just with this funding happening.
And I'm really tired of them calling it unemployment because it's no longer unemployment.
It's not. It's their new federal government job.
Yeah.
It's $1,000 a week for a lot of them. That's... It's just criminal. It's just criminal that we're doing this and wanting to do it till January and wanting to get all this funding passed as they fund the most ridiculous items through this that have already been funded. Those budgets were set a year ago and voted on. And they think they have to retool and refund some of these government entities. It's just a disgusting display on both sides of the aisle of allowing it to go through. Where's the voices? Where are the people except for Thomas Massie? Where are they?
They're sitting at home in their living room watching TV.
Definitely not Utah. Utah's not doing a thing. They're not standing up for anything. They're not standing up against all this funding, this ridiculous trillion upon trillion dollar funding. When was the last time you heard even Congressman Stewart, any of them, oppose it? They don't. They actually come out and they say, we're in all in favor. We're in favor of these things. Oh, nothing just makes me more ill. You know, thank goodness for Massie. At least there's one person in Congress that's standing up to it.
Yeah.
Just makes you sick, doesn't it? Hong Kong protesting going on. A couple of smackdowns for 5G in Connecticut and Toronto. They don't want 5G in their neighborhood. You have Newsom on steroids, Newsom wanting this voting to go through, the mail-in voting, all kinds of stuff coming up. And then, of course, all of the different states that are fighting. There's a lot of people that are fighting. Time Magazine has a crazy conspiracy theory. I doubt that because Time Magazine's been bought and sold since its inception. And so they're putting it out there that Biden's going to win through this mail-in voting, but that Trump will claim to be president anyway. Time Magazine. Okay, maybe we'll tackle that too when we come back. There's a couple of things on the docket, so stay tuned. We have a guest coming up for the first segment of this next hour, and then we'll push on to the rest of the show. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. We hit over a million podcasts. It's going strong, let me just tell you. And podcast listens, share those. Share the Judy Mikovits interview, if you will. Be right back on the show.